First time I ever took my folks out to New York City, they wanted to go to this kind of a section of Chinatown I had never been before, and they wanted to eat this soup that is illegal to serve in the United States, and of course, where is it? It's in New York City. The reason why it's illegal is because it can kill you. It's this particular soup, you have to sign a waiver in order to eat. So I refused to eat this soup, but it was a very surreal experience watching my parents sign away their lives right before me. And it was just really strange, to, you know, knowing I'd have to explain this to my sister somehow. And the soup is called Fugu Soup, and the title is Fugu Soup Blues. And there's an epigraph to it. It's based on a Chinese proverb. And there's a Chinese proverb that says, those who eat fugu soup are stupid. Those who don't eat fugu soup are also stupid. This is the Fugu Soup Blues. Nothing good can come out of eating something named porcupine fish. It's like playing Russian roulette when you cook it. The pulse of toxin in its sweet little body can kill 30 men. But this is the most delicious of all fishes. The sweet meat, almost sugared, and the salty broth mix. It's worth any death. Can you taste the pure poison hidden in the skin folds? Can you forget what you eat may kill you, even as you wipe your mouth with the back of your hand? Consider the way the porcupine fish dies. It is the only fish that can close its eyes. When a cleaver comes near its head, it even winces. Sushi chefs complain of the noise it makes on the chopping block, like crying. Even the fishermen always try to stitch its small mouth shut. And all that blinking. Don't we expect fish eyes to be dead black and dumb? You cannot stop this hunger. When something this good can kill you, every pinprick of white pain just adds more flavor. When the waiter with a curvy smile asks if you want seconds, please, for goodness sakes, set down your spoon. Say yes, but also, pretty please.